All right, let's have a look at AFL football. Thanks to Signet Power Bank, and you can power every moment with a Signet Power Bank. And our Thursday regular here on Sports Day WA is the senior writer for the AFL Record. And to give us his round two preview, it's Ash Brown. Ash, thanks for your time.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Good, thanks. Football's returning to a bit of normality this week because we've got a full set of fixtures, bar, of course, the bye, which is going to be commonplace during the year with Brisbane and Carlton having the bye this week. But the AFL Record is back for 2024. It's the 113th season. And tell us about the lead story in round two. Looks like it's Adelaide. They're in for a big season and a crunch season, according to the AFL Record.
Big season for the Crows, you're right, Pete. They've been knocking on the door and slowly building for a few years, and arguably would have made the finals last year if not for that terrible goal umpiring error in their second last game against Sydney, but cost them the win. But we've looked at their small forwards. They've always been exciting. They've always had those great small forwards, haven't they? Going back to even Darren Jarman and then players like Eddie Betts. But they've got three of the best at the moment in Isaac Rankin, Luke Pedler and Josh Rochelle, with, of course, the great Tex Walker orchestrating it all. So we thought we were having a look at their entertaining small forwards who are really very good, but are playing with extra purposes here because they're desperate to play finals.
Yeah, no, very much so. I like the Adelaide Crows this season. They showed a lot last year, and I reckon they'll build on that in 2024. Big news, as we know, during the course of the week, coming out of the island state, Tasmania. No doubt you got a full wrap of what's eventuated.
Yeah, great launch on Monday night. People Power, very much a great grassroots launch. I think it's going to be sort of the spirit of this footy club going forward. So we've taken out a couple of pages in the week, in the Record this week, just to highlight some of the excitement and the emotion at I think it was six different locations across the state on Monday night. It's a bit of a keepsake, Tassie. I think most footy people very happy that they're going to be coming to the AFL at some stage. I think there's 120,000, 130,000 people have already given $10 to be foundation members, Pete. So that suggests there's a lot of goodwill towards them.
Yeah. What did you think of the name, the Tasmania Devils? And what about the jumper? It takes us back a bit, doesn't it?
It does. Well, I think the name, the Devils, is pretty obvious. And a successful negotiation with Warner Brothers to get that over the line. I think the jumper's great. I think they'll probably have six or seven jumpers over the course of the year, and this will be one of them. I think they'll hold their main jumper for, we've got another 4 years to go until they start playing, so I think we'll hold the main jumper for a bit longer, but certainly very, very traditional, great jumper that means so much to people in footy, and it couldn't be anything else, at least initially.
Fantastic. When you look at the SEN hot take in the Football Record this week, you're having a bit of a look at Collingwood and Brisbane, both grand finalists last year, and their start to this season.
We've got to get you involved in this one of these days, Pete, as one of the SEN experts.
Yes.
You have to send them through, mate, so I can get them in. But yeah, we've been listening to some of the SEN guys to have a look at both Collingwood and Brisbane as to why they're 0-2. No, it's the first time ever that both grand finals have lost their first two games of the season. So we've got the likes of Nathan Buckley and David King and Jared Healy analysing just what's gone wrong at this stage.
Yeah, and of course it's a very special round two, because I know the round two edition will be on sale at all venues, including here at Optus Stadium, where the West Coast Eagles play their home game in the final game of the round against the GWS Giants. 3:50 gets underway. But as we know, AFL footy gets underway tonight. It's St Kilda against Collingwood. And it's Spuds game, which is a special game for everybody connected with the football community, and in particular St Kilda.
Yeah, the late, great Daddy Frawley. This is a game to talk that to reflect on his legacy. It's a major check-in on mental health. And there'll be a very moving ceremony before the game, which basically will start 2 minutes late, so that everyone can have a conversation in the lead-up just about to check in and see how people are going. AFL footy does these events so well, Pete, and this is another example of it. And St Kilda have made this their landmark event. Collingwood bought it as well. He had an association with that footy club as well, Danny Frawley. So it just makes it a landmark event. So big, in fact, they've moved it from Marvel Stadium to the MCG, which I think is a really fitting showcase for it tonight.
And as we let you go, the AFL record in 2024 has a few new features. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we've got a thing called From the Pages of the Record, which is basically a snapshot of, you know, we look at a matchup for that weekend around in history that they, a corresponding round in history that they played, and we go into the record and find a bit of a what the record had to say. So this week it's looking at a St Kilda Collingwood game from 100 years ago. And then we've also got Swamp, who's the wonderful history buff statistician of the AFL. Some of his great tweets, we republished those as well to tell the story of the week.
Good on you, Ash. Thanks for your time. To subscribe to the AFL Record, visit aflrecord.com.au. If you're coming to the football at Optus Stadium on Sunday afternoon, pick up your copy as well. It's great reading, and of course you can keep it as a basically a memento of the season as it rolls around in 2024, the 113th season of the AFL Record. What an innings, and it just keeps getting better. Thanks for your time, Ash. We'll chat to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Pete. Look forward to it.
Good on you. 12 minutes past two here on Sports Day WA. That's Ash Brown from the AFL Record.